Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Holy mackerel, I just got an email in from the last hour of my program, and a fellow, Ron, wanted to know if I had ever read Dynamic Choice and Optimal Annuitization, a 2015 study by David Blanchett, who's the head of research over at Morningstar. And the answer is no, but I have it here, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to respond to your email, Ron, on what is the optimal amount of money one should annuitize in a portfolio. I've read several other studies that may be quoting from Mr. Blanchett's data. I don't know for certain, but I did pull the article. Actually, it's a nice study that's going to take me a couple of hours to digest because it's got all this highbrow stuff in it. But if you do want to email the Ray Lucia Show, do it right now, and I'll get to that email this hour. I can't get to Ron's because it's a little bit over my head at this point because I haven't really read what Mr. Blanchett had to say, but I do know he's a very, very well-read and smart dude. 844-RAY-SHOW, welcome to the program. 844-729-7469 if you have a pressing money-type question. On the docket today, I have read what Ben Carlson wrote just the other day on reference points. You know, it's easy to back up just about any stance that an individual takes on the market, whether they be an advisor or somebody down at the golf club, based on how you present the data. I want to get into that in a little bit, but I start with the headlines that are very confusing to me. For example, why rising optimism should make stock market investors nervous. American optimism about the economy hits an all-time high in the new CNBC survey. And the contrarians are saying, well, since everybody's so optimistic, I therefore should be pessimistic. Because what do these little investors know? And I start with what Goldman had to say, however, which contradicts even that. Non-existent stock market euphoria means start of a long decline unlikely. So what is it? Are we euphoric or are we not? Are we optimistic or are we not? Sit back, folks. Relax. I will bring you both sides of the argument and then hopefully bring you back to some homeostatic point where you don't really care or pay attention to either side, because the real truth is, neither one, I don't care how smart the people at Goldman are, know what's going to happen. I certainly don't. So investors, they say, are worried the U.S. stock market could be poised for a turn lower, but they should rest easily, according to Goldman Sachs. Nearly everyone feels the same way, which itself is a factor that favors markets. That's the contrarian view, isn't it? That paradoxical sound view comes courtesy of Goldman Sachs, which argued that cautious investors were one of the two reasons that an imminent correction is unlikely in U.S. markets. See, exactly the opposite of what one would think. Of course, at some point, folks, you know this, we're going to get a correction, and it could be a nasty one. It's been 14 months since we've had a 5% sell-off and 19 months since a 10% correction. And you can go back all the way to 2011 and get almost to a 20% bear market. I think you got 19.5%, but we don't label them bear until they get to 20%. Frankly, I don't see the difference between 19.6 on the red ink or minus 20, but that's me. They go on. Ryan V. Lastaleka wrote a famous market axiom from noted investor John Templeton, argues that bull markets are born on pessimism, grow on skepticism, mature on optimism, and die on euphoria. Now, today, rather than the markets being awash in euphoria, investors are situated between skepticism and optimism. Those are the so-called tormented bulls. And you've heard that this has been the most hated bull market in history. Yeah, they hate it because the market keeps going up despite the fact that just about all indications of valuations and so forth have pointed us in a totally different direction. And if you followed conventional wisdom for the past 8 years or so, you would not have been an investor in one of the greatest bull markets in American history. He goes on, the skepticism continues at a time when concerns over a political pullback have been high, with major indexes trading near records. At a time when valuations are seen stretched, the Federal Reserve has been tightening its monetary policies, and there are high levels of political uncertainty both in the U.S. and abroad. So true. I mean, who in the world wants to be an investor while you've got the President of the United States and some whack job in North Korea both saber-rattling? World War III? Can you say World War III? I doubt that it's going to happen, but you don't know. And those that don't know probably don't want to be in a stock market in the event that somebody drops a freaking nuke. And I'm not suggesting that the saber rattling is inappropriate. I'm not here as a political commentator. Clearly, the people in the know way more than you and I know. But I digress. According to the weekly AAII Investor Sentiment Survey, that's the individual investor survey, the people that supposedly are in the know, only 29.3% of investors describe themselves as bullish, meaning they feel markets will be positive over the next 6 months. That's below the historical average of 38.5%. Okay, let me just talk about this for just a second. This is the American Association of Individual Investors, right? These are the people in the know. Now, they're historically bullish only 38.5% of the time, yet the stock market goes up about 70% of the time. Do you see the disconnect there? Do you see it? That these people that study this stuff for a living, that try to get you to spend money to join their organization because they're giving you stock tips and telling you when to get in and when to get out. And I've actually spoken in front of a couple of their association meetings in the past. I don't think I went over that well because I don't believe a doggone thing about what many of them have to say about market timing and the euphoria that exists or doesn't exist, or whether or not, you know, Apple's going to crash or it's not going to. I don't buy any of that because, frankly, I just don't know. And I don't know what I don't know. And you don't either. But to be historically 38.5% bullish, seems a little crazy to me. Anyway, per Goldman's data, 3.2% of mutual fund assets are held in cash. That's about average, so that doesn't bother me one way or the other. But cash on the sidelines hit a record $549.9 billion in July. That's a lot of cash doing nothing. That's a lot of cash earning basically nothing. If investors are bearish and have positioned themselves as such, that could indicate that many of the market's biggest headwinds have already been priced into the market, suggesting limited downside in the near term. That's especially true since there are positive trends that continue to support the market. Notably, in Goldman's estimation, the continued strength of you and me, the U.S. consumer. Also, monthly job growth has averaged 175,000 year to date. Wages are rising. Confidence is at the highest level since 01. And household balance sheets are the strongest since 1980. So right about the time you want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, Goldman says not so fast, because the non-existent stock market euphoria means the start of a long decline is unlikely. But then you get to the other side of the story. That's coming up next on the Ray Lucia Show, and the solution to all this right after that. Stick around. It's the Ray Program.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag.
I know you've got Friday on your mind already. I do too. Welcome back to the Easy Beats and the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. You know, perhaps there's no euphoria, but certainly there is a lot of optimism out there, and it's very puzzling to me and a lot of the pundits that are around, because you would think if there's a lot of optimism about the economy that the president's ratings would be doing significantly better than Mr. Trump. CNBC wrote about this last week. Here's what Steve Leisman had to say. The public's views on the economy continue to cruise at lofty levels, but the optimism does not appear to be lifting the president's approval rating. It is fascinating when you think about it, because I can't remember a time when the economy at least felt this good. I'm sure there were times that it felt even better, but, you know, I've got a bum memory to begin with. But you think about what we've gone through since the year 2000 with a couple of just monster crashes and so forth, and I haven't felt this good in a long time. Now, granted, the market's up 350% since the bottom. That certainly has helped. But in the CNBC All-America Economic Survey, they found 43% of the public believes the economy is excellent or good, a record high in the 10-year history of the survey. 36% believes the economy will get better. So that's like almost 80% of the people are saying, yeah, economy's going to get better, or it's already pretty darn good. The four-quarter average for every major economic metric in the poll, the outlook for the economy, housing, wages, and the stock market, is at a record 10-year high. What's interesting about that, it's the four quarters that cover the time span since President Donald Trump's election. I know we don't want to give credit too soon to the president for anything, but the fact of the matter is, it is happening under his watch. It is indeed happening under his watch. But just 38% of the people out there approve of Trump's job as president. 52% disapprove. Interesting. A poll of 800 Americans across the country, including all groups and regions, was conducted last week and has a margin of error of 3.5%. So this is all legit. This is all very legit. So you go from the CNBC, very interesting, I thought, assessment of American optimism, the economy, and the fact that we have reason to be optimistic, and you kind of compare that with the euphoria comments from Goldman Sachs, and I'm still having a hard time coming up with some massive cataclysmic crash that's going to happen. Let's see what Bank of America Merrill Lynch had to say. In a recent note, they said sell-side optimism levels, a contrarian indicator, remained at six-year highs by the end of September. The Merrill Lynch research team's model looked at the consensus of sell-side optimism and pessimism levels in relation to the 15-year rolling average to see the change in trend. And they go on to chart it out. And, you know, if you're above the red line, it's this. And if you're below the red line, it's that. But the bottom line is when four-year rolling sentiment reaches highs, the average 12-month forward return is very weak, less than 1%, and there's a 49% chance that it will be negative, according to Merrill Lynch. Okay, enough with this madness. Because, and I guess they pay all these analysts to do this stuff. But it, folks, it's an exercise in futility, a total exercise in futility. For example, let's see if I can get to the reference points that Ben Carlson wrote about, because I find this is something that everybody needs to make sure they understand. Whether you're talking to a broker, a financial planner, reading the newspaper, looking up mutual fund performance, etc. Because he's saying that you can make the numbers lie if you want to when we get to performance of the stock market. And you can apply this to just about any kind of statistical measurement because you're always going to find an optimist that's offset by some pessimist. Okay, so where are we year to date? Since the start of this year through September 30th, the Standard & Poor's 500 is up 14%. Who would have thunk that? People were throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Donald Trump gets elected. Oh, market's going to go to heck in a handbasket. Mark Cuban said, get ready for a big monster crash. Now, I get the fact that if we have a crash, all these people are going to say, see, I told you so. We don't know when that's going to happen. I'll predict a crash right now. There will be a crash. And there will be one, you know, maybe as bad as the one we just last experienced. I just can't tell you when. And therefore, I've got to have a strategy that's smarter than that statement. And I do. Okay, the market bottomed in mid-February of 2016, 42%. The market melted up 32% in 2013. The market bottom in March of 2009, we've seen a 346% increase or 19% annualized since then. So if you want to start taking your calculations from March of 2009 and your mutual fund has done 23% since that date, and some have, you're beating the market by 4% per year. That must mean you are a genius money manager. Oh, but you might want to look prior to that. Maybe you're really a bull market manager, not a bear market manager. What about since Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy? The market's still up 11% annualized. Wow, that's pretty good. The market, from the market peak, October of 2007, 7% annualized, 100% return. I mean, think about that. We were feeling pretty good in 2007 and peaked to trough. From that point forward, we saw a 57% decline, yet the market is still up 100% since then. You still got 7% on your money. How well have you done buying CDs and your money sitting in cash? How about the dot-com bubble? 5% annualized. Yeah, I know. I talked about this in the year 2000. Be an investor for the long run. Now, I didn't think that 17 years later, you were only going to get a 5% annualized rate of return. But folks, that makes me even more bullish for the next 17 years. Alan Greenspan. In late 1996, the irrational exuberance speech. Markets up 392% or 8% annualized since then. The 1987 crash. The market's up 1,851%, 10% annualized. I mean, it really is amazing when you look at the stats. We'll be back.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. A business spotlight coming up just ahead. We've been talking about the stock market, and there's something that's really interesting when you look at the long term. And it's when people are doing comparisons, remember, you can play both sides of an argument. But check this out. If you look at just after the 1987 crash, the market's up 1,851%. That's 10% annualized compounded return. Since the start of the bull market in 81, it's up 11% annualized. Since the first index fund was created in 76, it's up 11%. Just after the Great Depression, the market's up 11%. Since 1926, the market's up 10%. So long-term stocks in general double about every 7 years. But long-term, that phrase can be somewhat misleading. And it's why I have preached for years about a different kind of diversification, a different kind of holding periods for stocks versus bonds. And when you add other asset classes to the mix, then you can mitigate some, if not all, of the risks that I'm talking about here. Now, one that comes up all the time is gold. Now, if you go back to 1980, the price of gold is up about just 2% per year. That's it. So since 1980, gold has produced a negative return after accounting for inflation. 40 years of a negative return. So if you look at the investment in gold, you'd have to say long-term sucked. But since 1971, remember we went off the gold standard in 1971? Gold's up 7% per year. Since 2000, gold is up 9% per year, which has certainly outpaced the Standard & Poor's 500. But if you go back to its peak in 2011, gold is down 30%. So when I talk about adding alternative asset classes, I'm not talking about adding an insurance policy like gold. Gold is a trading instrument, and it is an insurance policy. For those that want and feel as if they need insurance, 3-5%, whatever makes you happy, what makes you comfortable. You want to put some in your safe deposit box and save it for the great-grandkids? Great. Just understand that it has not historically been an investment per se, depending on what time period you look at. How about Japan? I like to talk about Japan because you can be in a bear for many, many, many years. And the reason we preach broad diversification is because of places like Japan. The Japanese stock market has seen annualized returns of 9.3% since 1970. So on the surface, you say, well, it's not as good as the U.S., but it still ain't bad. U.S. did 10, 11. Japan did 9, 9.5. Not that bad. But if you go back to 1990, from 1990 until 2017, I got to use my fingers here. That's 10 years. That's 27. The 1990, we're talking 30-some-odd years, right? Total return, 0.37. 0.37% per year. And so when we discuss diversification, and that's really what this is all about, because no one knows what the long-termness may be. No one knows. You can't know. We can certainly look at history, but history has a strange way of repeating itself over very long time periods, but over short stints, maybe not so much. Now, when I talk about diversification, I am discussing all kinds of diversification. Not a single country like Japan. Certainly, if you bought into a global portfolio, Japan may have represented a small percentage of that portfolio, as would Germany, as would the emerging markets, and so forth. And overall, you would have probably not fared nearly as well over the last 5-10 years as being 100% invested in the domestic market. But this is also why when you see these fellows and ladies on television talking about the market, hire me as a money manager, don't buy annuities, don't buy real estate, direct-owned real estate, just let me handle it for you, it's a big, humongous mistake. In all of the years that I have studied this stuff, and it's been a lot, most of the time, stock market investors have been handsomely rewarded. But if you go back to 2000, like I said, even an investment in the stock market still only produced about a 5% return. Well, what if real estate only produced a 5% or even a 3% return? But you used the leverage of long-term low interest rates and used the rental income to pay down a mortgage. You're growing that equity automatically using OPM, other people's money. What if you put money into an annuity contract that guaranteed a lifetime income? I don't have time to get into that dynamic choice and optimal annuitization article that I got the email from Ron on. But in glancing through it, there is an optimal annuitization percentage, something that I've anecdotally picked at 25 to 30% based on experience and a few other studies that I have read. But this one shows, according to my cursory review, a 25 to 51% allocation and a dynamic withdrawal strategy to boot. What is all that? We'll have to cover all that in a different show. But basically, if you have the flexibility to change how much money you're taking out on an annualized basis, which frankly is not very many of us, then you can enhance your results. But you can also enhance those results by having different types of allocations in stocks. For example, what's wrong with having a rising dividend portfolio? Not exclusively, but a rising dividend portfolio where you get 2 or 3% dividend yield. In other words, if you took the dividends and spent them, that's your income distribution. And if those dividends rise each year, and most of the rising dividend funds look back at companies that have increased their dividends 25 years straight, that's pretty solid. They may not make fortunes. It may not be an Apple, you know, but maybe it will be. Maybe it will be. And so if you start adding dividend paying stocks and reinvesting those rising dividends, then even if the stock market doesn't generate 10, 11% returns like it's done historically, the dividends, by being reinvested during those times when the market's going down and buying more shares, you're inadvertently dollar cost averaging so that you can get to that 10, 11% return over time. And then you would add other forms of stock market investing and other forms of debt investing, not just U.S. Treasuries or long-term government bonds, but you would add a myriad of different types of bonds, floating rate, strategic income, so that you get the broad array of diversification. So the takeaway from this segment of this program is an extremely important one. Don't listen to the pundits that are just pitching stocks, bonds, and cash, because you can pretend that we have a Japanese scenario and you go 30 years with a 0% return. Use diverse assets and diverse asset classes, and then follow a strategy that will give you the income you need when you need it, some of which guaranteed for the rest of your life and the rest of your spouse's life. And my anticipation is, when I go through David Blanchett's dynamic choice and optimal annuitization, he will confirm everything that I've just said in academic research. A business spotlight coming up next. Stick around. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
A song from the past, Left Bank. I think that's because we're going to be introducing Renee Rhoda. She is the president of Spidell Publishing. Now, Spidell Publishing, Inc. has been a critical source of California tax information for tax professionals since 1975. I am not a tax professional, but I am a tax aficionado. I study it for a living. Joining me is none other than Renee Rhoda. Hello, Renee. How are you today?
Hi, Ray. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thanks for joining us on the program. I've got so much to talk to you about. I don't think we're going to have enough time, but we know that the president has come out with a tax plan, and I'm sure you've memorized everything, but I'll probably have to unmemorize it because I doubt that it's going to go through as it has been proposed. But can you give us sort of a very quick overview?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because both the Republicans and the president put out this very broad line tax plan right after the election that would change this tax structure pretty significantly. It would really change the rate schedule. It would eliminate a number of the itemized deductions that we get as taxpayers, especially here in California. It would be a big tax hit for us because it would eliminate that state tax deduction that we get. But right now we don't really see any of that happening.
You don't think? I guess you've got the lobbyists in California and New York for sure, the big high, the state and local tax states. But there's other stuff in there that kind of disturbed me, the personal exemption, et cetera, et cetera. But then on the other side, I saw some of the business stuff, and I felt pretty confident that that could seriously help. Can you discuss that?
I think it could. I mean, there would be some benefits for businesses. There would be some additional business incentives. The tax rates for the businesses would come down. We would see some elimination of some of the double taxation that we currently see. But again, we just haven't seen much momentum towards any of it actually happening at this point. So We'll keep an eye on it. We're not holding our breath.
You're being pretty darn skeptical here. All right, address this for me. Pass-through entities, subchapter S corporations, individuals, and so forth that own their own companies, right now pay at the maximum rate. Trump's talking about having a 25% pass-through rate. Now, I know enough about tax planning to know that as a sub-S or whatever, you can game that fairly easily if you're in a 39.6% income tax bracket. How do you propose that they solve that problem?
Is your question, how do I propose that they prevent people from
gaming? Yeah, of course.
You know, I think that's part of the problem. I think you're right. I think if the goal is to protect sort of the middle line taxpayer, they're not going to be the ones who game the system as much. And if the goal is to avoid the more advanced taxpayers gaming the system, I don't think this is going to do it, because they have the more advanced tax planning. They have the more advanced tax representation who are really helping them to find those loopholes. And they're not easy to close. So I think that's definitely a potential problem.
Well, let me ask you some personal questions about your company then. How can you help people save time and money?
Well, that's one of the things that's really our goal here at Spidell. So what we do is we provide research and continuing education information for all sorts of tax professionals, CPAs, enrolled agents, tax attorneys. Here in California, we also have a designation called a California Registered Tax Preparer. And what we do is provide information for those professionals. And our goal is that everything we provide to our customers gives them some sort of a tool to make sure that their clients are staying out of trouble, that they're saving themselves or their clients' time. And always the goal is to save money. And, you know, here in California, we're really a very aggressive tax state. The Franchise Tax Board really reaches out all across the country to make sure that people are paying as much California tax as possible. So we like to help people know about tax incentives that might be available to them that they're unaware of. And also for people who maybe only do a little bit of business here in California, understand those California filing requirements they might have, because the penalties for failure to comply are massive.
I've had my own dealings with the California Franchise Tax Board, and I have found them to be very, very nice, as long as you pay them. As long as you pay them and pay them timely. Listen, it's a fascinating field. I'd love to have you on again. Spidell Publishing, been around since 1975. You don't look old enough to have been around since 1975, but that's a whole other story. Thank you so much for joining us. Renee Rota, caltax.com. That's caltax.com. Want to learn more as we get closer to tax reform here in the U.S. of A. And I thank Rota for that. Check out our website, caltax.com. There's a lot of people that do business in California from other states. And of course, on the federal level, it affects all of us. Doesn't matter what state you're in. So check it out. Thank you, Rota. Okay, fellas, I think we got some emails here somewhere. Like I said, I got that one from Ron early on the dynamic choice and optimal annuitization. Ron must be a nerd somehow. But why don't you go ahead and flash him up on the screen real quick, because I'm hunting for mine. I can't find him. So go. Oh, you don't have him on the screen? Okay, Frank. Let's see Frank's email. Oh, look, it's a sub S. Frank, I have a subchapter S corporation. Heard my taxes will be going down under the Trump tax plan. You picked that one, didn't you? Should have asked that for our guest. But here's what's theoretically happening, and this is what I was talking with her about. If you're a sub S or a pass-through entity, right now the income that you generate, the net profit in your business, passes through and it's taxed at your ordinary income tax rate. That ordinary income tax rate for people who make a lot of money is 39.6%. The proposal is a 25% rate. So if in fact you could, like in a subchapter S corporation, take reasonable compensation for the work that you do and then pass through a dividend, instead of paying 39.6, you would pay 25%. I don't know if this is going to fly. I really don't. It's one of the reasons why you're hearing from the Democrats that this is really an enhancement for the very rich, because rich self-employed people that make $1 million or $700,000 or $2 million or $10 million could pass through at a much lower income tax rate. By the same token, if the money was going to stay in the company to be reinvested and redeployed, then it could make a heck of a lot of sense. Thanks for the emails. I'm out of time. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. Now go out and make it a great, great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.